Welcome to Yeshivat Deav Haskel, Shulchan Aruch Yomi. The Shiurim for the month of Nisan have been generously sponsored by Muluk Aglarian and Sons, Leiloi Nishmat Shimon Ben Yosef Zichrono Levracha. If you're interested in sponsoring future classes or programs, or simply supporting our continued efforts to share Torah knowledge, please contact us for more information. Today we're going to be studying Shulchan Aruch O Achaim Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Seifim Hey Vivav 5 and 6. We continue to learn about the Torah reading. Seif Hey. אם קרא פרשת פרה ופסק בוולגר הגר בתוכם וגלל ספר תורה חוזר ופותח ומתחיל מראש הפרשה עד תטמע עד הערב ומברך לפניה ולאחריה. If the reader read פרשת פרה and stopped at the pasuk and for the stranger that dwells among you and then rolled the Torah scroll, meaning closed it up, he must open it again and start over from the beginning of the parasha through Vatitma da'arev, will become pure until the evening, will be impure until the evening, and must bless before and after it. Parashat Parah is one of the four special readings appended to the regular Torah portion during the month of Adar. In order to fulfill the obligation of reading Parashat Parah, it's not sufficient to read a mere 10 verses, or even to read to the end of the first Aliyah of Parashat Chukat, as is indicated in the printed Chumashim. Instead, the whole section of the Torah that details the procedure of the red heifer has to be read in its entirety. If the reader erred and read only part of this section, he has to correct his mistake, even if this means taking the Torah out of the ark after it had already been returned there and reciting the blessings upon it all over again. In this case, it would be the second of two Sifrei Torah that are removed from the ark on Shabbat Parah.
סעיף ו, הקורא בתורה הראשון, וקרא השני מה שקרא הראשון, אם הוסיף על מה שקרא הראשון ג' פסוקים, או אפילו שניים, במקום דלא אפשר, אותו שני עולה מן המניין.
If someone read the Torah first and the second person after him read the same verses as the first person, as long as he added three verses onto what the first person read, or a minimum of two where you don't have three to add, then the second person counts as one of the readers.
ואם לאו, but if not, if he just reread what the person before him read, אינו עולה מן המניין, he won't count as a new reader. חוץ מפורי החג.
Except for when we read about the bull offerings of Sukkot, Mishum Dela Efshar, because it's not possible otherwise. We'll explain this. When the halakha requires a certain number of people to be called to the Torah, whether it be three on a weekday, four on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, five on holidays, six on Yom Kippur, or seven on Shabbat, the assumption is that each individual will be reading at least three verses that were not chanted by any previous readers. Occasionally, this isn't feasible, and one of the readers repeats a verse that had already been read and only adds two additional verses. This occurs, for instance, with the Aliyat Levi, the Levite Aliyah, on Rosh Chodesh. On Chol HaMoed Sukkot, the prescribed reading recounts the sacrificial offerings that were brought on the various days of the holiday. Because there are only three verses for the offering of each day, it's impossible to call four people to the Torah and for them all to read something previously unread. In Israel, the same three verses are read by all four of the readers every day of Chol HaMoed. In the diaspora, the verses for the current and the previous days of Chol HaMoed are read, but this still provides only a total of six verses to be covered by the four readers. Therefore, repetition is necessary and unavoidable.